You've tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. I hope you are doing well. We are at the very tail end of spring break, so everybody's back to their normal routine. And I thought that since I had my children the second half of spring break, I thought it'd be fun to interview them. So today I'm going to be showing or giving excerpts of interviews that I did with my eldest son and my eldest daughter, because the other two of the four kids really can't speak, and that'd be a very short, frustrating interview. Before we get to that interview, a couple of things. The website is called Naturopathic Earth, www.naturopathicearth.com. You can find articles there and recipes and so forth. Please follow me on Facebook and on social media. If you need to lose weight, contact me because I can help you lose weight. And also, we have a Patreon account, which is a crowdsourcing account. If you click on any of the episode notes, the show notes, it'll have a link there, and you can donate some money to keep the website going. Now, before we begin with the interview, there's a couple of things I want to mention. It's really important, guys, that you subscribe and you post a review. And I really don't push this that often, but the way it works is simple. Every time you click on subscribe, if you've listened to this episode or this podcast series, I've never hit subscribe, it increases my ratings and my listing on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as they call it now. And that brings more awareness to the website. And if you post a review, it's the same thing. Now, I would like for you to post an honest review, but just any review is better than nothing. And if all of you who are listening, and I have a roundabout idea how many people listen, if all of you just subscribe, just click the subscribe button, that way it comes to your phone every Monday or whenever I release the secret episodes. It's at no consequence to you. It's not like the Patreon account where you got to pay a buck or $5 a month. Hitting subscribe and posting a review is no consequence to you. And if you find any of the information that I've provided over these last 100 episodes to be useful, all I'm asking is just post a review. It would really, really help me out quite a bit. And then I can do more episodes and I can do more outreach. Okay, let's take a break and let's go to my son. Okay, I am back with my eldest son. What is your name, eldest son?
My name is Xavier Luna, and I'm 6 years old.
Oh, you already beat me to your second question. So you are 6 years old. What's your middle name?
Matthew.
Oh, good, you remembered. Xavier Matthew. Actually, he was going to be Matthew Xavier, but his mom at the last second thought that Xavier would be a more appropriate first name because it was stronger. So he was supposed to be Matthew Xavier, but he's Xavier Matthew. Now, when do you turn seven?
On April the 26th.
Yes, yeah, so you were only, 6 weeks away from that. And my other son, of course, he's about to turn three and he can't speak. He can say a few words, but he would be a pretty bad interview. He and Xavier share the exact same birthday. What birthday is that again?
April the 26th.
Yeah, how rare is that, right? Two people, two children, two offspring having the same birthday. That's crazy. That is crazy. All right, so how many siblings do you have?
I have two siblings.
No. Well, who do you have? Who do you have?
Sophia, uh-huh. Baby Nico, and baby Olivia.
Okay, so you have three siblings. Very good. You have three siblings. Okay. All right, do you have a favorite out of those three?
Baby Olivia.
Oh, the baby. How sweet. Why do you like the baby so much?
She's cute.
She's cute. Wow, such a low criterion standard when you're 6 years old. What's wrong with Sophie? You just like picking on her. Yeah, she's going to come on later. All right, what's your earliest memories? Do you have any early memories of your life?
to Houston, Andy.
No, your earliest memories. What's the first thing you remember? Do you remember anything from when you were a baby?
I remember by going to the beach and playing in the water.
Okay. All right. What are your favorite foods? Since this is a podcast dealing with clean eating and things that kill you, like cancer stuff, what are some of your favorite foods? Whatever you want to say. Talk into the microphone.
My favorite food is nuts, pizza, and macaroni.
Nuts, pizza, and macaroni. Okay, do you have a favorite type of pizza? Cheese? Pepperoni?
No, spinach and mushroom.
Wow, spinach and mushroom. Look at that. That wasn't always the case. You used to like it just cheesy. Good for you. Stop hitting the desk. What kind of nuts do you like?
I like
pistachios, macadamia nuts, almonds, pistachios.
And cashews.
Cashews, good. Those are good choices. And macaroni, you like macaroni too. Okay. All right, if you had to choose between being an animal or an insect, which one would you pick?
Animal.
You have to talk into the mic.
Animal.
Which animal would you want to be if you could be any animal?
A red bird.
A red bird. Like a cardinal?
A cardinal.
I'd want to be an anteater. I think anteaters are really funny looking because they have the long nose that has that long tongue that goes out and eats the ants, and then they have a really funny long tail. Okay, you want to be a cardinal. All right, do you believe in aliens?
No, I do not.
Well, we just watched Cosmos, and Cosmos tells us that there's thousands, if not millions, of galaxies. You don't think there's some sort of life beings on those planets?
No.
You think God created us and we're unique?
Yes.
All right, good answer. The Catholic Church would be proud of you there. Okay, where do babies come from?
From people's stomach.
So Daddy could have a baby in his stomach? So who can have a baby in their stomach?
Only girls.
Only girls. So you can never have a baby in your stomach?
No.
Okay. Well, who knows? Technology might change. All right. Do you like winters or summers more?
Summers.
Why?
Because we get to go in the water.
You like hot water?
No, yeah. Cold water.
You like cold water when it's hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Xavier tubing tomorrow. He's never gone tubing down the river. Here in Central Texas, it's a very popular pastime to get on an inner tube and float down a river. He's never done it. His swimming is, how's your swimming?
Good.
Good, yeah. He just passed the swimming test last summer at the Y, so we'll see. I'll let you know if he drowns on the next episode. That's a joke, right? You won't drown. Okay. You looking forward to it? Yes?
Yes.
All right. All right. Do you have a best friend? Okay, well, tell people, where are you at school?
I am at Roan Forest.
Okay, that's an elementary school?
Yes.
What grade are you in?
First grade.
Do you like first grade?
Yes.
What do you learn in first grade? Not to poop in your pants? Like Professor Poopy Pants? You don't want to be like him, right?
I learned about science, math, and Social studies.
Yes. So Xavier's collecting state quarters right now. We have a little map where he's collecting the quarters from the different states. How are you doing on that? You got most of them, right? Yeah. Which ones do you still need? Do you know?
Mississippi.
It's not even a real state. Where else?
Mississippi. New York. No.
New Mexico? No, we just got New Mexico. I think you need Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia. Yeah. Yeah.
And New York.
And then the colony of the Northern Marianas and over in the Pacific. Good luck on finding that one. Hope springs eternal. You might get it. He doesn't understand my humor right now. Okay. Who's your best friend right now?
My best friend is Jackson.
Jackson. Okay, I was afraid you're gonna say that you have like an invisible friend because people your age have invisible friends sometimes. Okay, Jackson. Jackson's at your school?
Yes.
Okay, good. Would you prefer swimming all the time or riding your bike all the time?
Swimming.
Well, you ride your bike with your training wheel still, but hopefully we'll get you off of that. Now, I got his three-year-old brother a big wheel, but he's too young to ride it. So Xavier rides his big wheel, and Nicholas is always like, my bike, and he gets all mad, but he's too small to ride it. So Xavier, don't touch the mic. He's almost three yet. So Xavier's using the big brother prerogative to boss around everybody else to ride it, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your dream thing to do?
My dream is to be a soccer player.
You want
to
be a soccer player? That's what you want to do when you grow up?
Yes.
Okay. Like Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yes.
Yes, but not as big of an Adam's apple and funny looking neck and don't overmoosh your hair like he does, right? Because he's funny looking. All right. What's your favorite TV show right now?
My favorite TV show is Minecraft.
That's not a TV show. See, Minecraft, as what we like to call Minecrack. Yeah, he was introduced to that. Who introduced you to Minecraft?
Asher.
Oh, Asher. Okay, that's Kate's son. So Minecraft, yeah. So that is like, but you play Blockcraft, right?
Yeah,
okay. He plays it all the time. That's his one thing on the app, the iPad that I have. Yes, the Apple. Thank you. Why do you like Minecraft so much? Or Blockcraft? Why do you like Blockcraft?
Because you can build things.
So if you're not a successful professional soccer player, your backup plan is to be an architect?
Yes.
Yes, that's probably much more feasible. You can build cool houses. All right. So do you have a favorite movie or a favorite movie you've seen recently?
My favorite movie is Black Panther.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that. What's Black Panther about in the words of a six-year-old?
It's a bad boy and a good person. And he's a heathen. There's Black Panther and a bad Black Panther.
Well, there's two Black Panthers.
Yes.
Okay. Let me guess. The good guy wins.
Yes.
Yes. Whew. I was worried. I didn't know it was going to be the outcome of that one. Well, Daddy hasn't seen that movie. What has Daddy shown you? Oh, Daddy showed you I showed you E.T.? What did you think of E.T.?
It was good.
Okay, what did you think of I showed him the three Raiders of the Lost Ark Indiana Jones movies.
That was good, too.
Yeah, you like that as well?
Yes.
Good. You saw Home Alone. Did you like Home Alone?
Yes.
Okay, can you name a movie you don't like? No, so you have low standards. See, children have pretty low standards. They like everything. What was that unicorn movie that Sophie was watching yesterday? It was just really boring and had bad music.
The Last Pony.
The Last Unicorn. It's from 1982 with Mia Farrow as the last unicorn. It was a horrible movie, but when you're five and a girl, you just think everything's awesome, right?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want people to know about you, Xavier?
That I'm nice.
Mm-hmm. That's questionable, but go ahead.
I'm very funny.
You're funny? Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Do you want to say anything else to the people?
No.
No? No. Okay. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and that was my son, Xavier. Next up is my eldest daughter, Sophia. All right, we are here with my eldest daughter. Eldest daughter, what is your name?
Sophia.
What's your middle name?
Alessandra.
Alessandra. How old are you, Sophia Alessandra?
Five.
You just turned five, right? What did you do for your birthday?
I watched the movie Coco.
Mm-hmm. And what did Daddy give you?
A single doll.
And the horsey ride?
And the horse ride.
These kids, they forget after 1 week. Yes, a horsey ride. Did you like the horsey ride on Mr. Tuffy the pony?
Yes.
Yes. What did you like most about it?
That he was nice and soft and let me pet him.
Okay, great. Who are your brothers and sisters?
Nico, Xavier, baby Livia, uh-huh. Jovi, Aria.
No, that's it. You only have three other siblings, as far as I know. All right. So, do you have a favorite out of those three?
Yes.
Who is it?
baby leather.
Wow, two for two on the baby. Is it because she's a baby? Because she can't talk. She can't even do anything right now.
She's just so cute.
She's so cute. Okay. Who's your second favorite between Nicholas and Xavier?
Aria.
Okay, Aria. All right. Well, that's Kate's daughter. So between Nicholas and Xavier, your brothers, who do you like second most?
Xavier.
All right. Whew, that was close. Okay. We won't tell him that you were number two, that he was number two. All right. So what are some of your favorite foods? Now, you don't have to say healthy foods. Like, what do you like to eat? If you could eat these foods all the time, what would they be?
Blueberries.
Yeah.
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberries.
Okay, now you eat so many blueberries, I think you're going to turn into Violet from Willy Wonka, right? You and Nico?
Yeah.
They literally go through two bags of blueberries every week and I have them. They're just blueberry junkies. You're addicted to it, aren't you? You're addicted. What else?
Yes,
what other foods do you like?
I like waffles.
Okay.
Cookies. Ice cream.
What's your favorite cookie or what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Pink strawberry.
Okay. Yeah, for her birthday, I got her this flavor called unicorn flavor. What was the unicorn flavor like?
It had cakes, baby cakes.
How do we know what unicorns taste like?
We don't know.
So why would they call it a unicorn flavor? That's kind of gross, like we've eaten unicorn before? Okay, what do you think are healthy foods? What foods should we eat a lot of? If you had to give people advice.
Carrots.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink is kombucha.
Yeah, you've been drinking kombucha since you were like 2 years old. I know. Why do you like it so much?
Because it's healthy for you and it tastes really good, but it has a little bit of vinegar. That's okay.
Yeah, because it's got, what has it got? Little what inside of it?
Bugs.
Little bugs and bacteria. Inside of it, yeah, okay. Do you drink sodas?
No.
Why not?
They're sugary, and they have so much sugar, you can only drink them for a little bit.
And then what happens if you drink too much sugar? What happens if you drink or eat too much sugary foods?
You get sick.
Uh-huh. Like diabetes?
You have heart attacks.
You have heart attacks, very good. And then you live a shorter life? You want to live a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you want to go to heaven?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's heaven like?
We don't know.
We don't know. Very good. What do you want it to be like? Like that scene in Willy Wonka where they will open up and they go to his factory and the river is made out of chocolate and all the trees are candy. You want
candy
that?
Candy world.
You want that? Or do you want like a world of unicorns?
I want it to be full of flowers, trees, and people.
Mm-hmm. And unicorns.
And unicorns?
Yeah. Do unicorns exist?
No.
What happened to them?
I don't know.
Did somebody kill them all?
No.
They just never existed?
Yes.
Does the tooth fairy exist?
Yes.
Yes. You'll find out in a couple of years. Do you believe in aliens?
No.
Why not?
I don't think they're real, and I think some are cute and some are not.
Okay, well, you've seen the movie Monsters, Inc. Not all aliens can be scary. Some are fun.
Some are.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy. You probably have seen that at an inappropriate age that you were at. But so you don't think aliens exist? You don't think out of all the planets and stars in this solar system and the galaxy and the universe, there's not another planet that might have weird creatures living on it?
No.
Okay. God loves you and Xavier. You guys are just so Earth is the only place. All right. Where do babies come from? You tell, talk in the microphone. Don't tell me. This is completely live.
They come from your private parts.
Your private parts. Okay. From the vagina?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow. You know more than Xavier does about babies. That's good. All right. Do you like hot weather or cold weather more?
Hot.
Why?
because you get to go outside and play and the flowers grow.
Mm-hmm. But wasn't it cool when it snowed that one time 3 months ago? The first time in 20 years here in San Antonio it snowed. Did you like that?
Yeah.
That was neat too. But in general, it's just too cold in the winter.
Yeah, it's getting cold.
It's getting cold. What's your favorite holiday between Halloween and your birthday and Christmas? Mm-hmm. What do you like the most?
I don't know.
You don't have a preference?
Well, except Valentine's Day.
Oh, you like Valentine's Day. All right. You're kind of young for liking Valentine's Day, but when you get older, you're going to like it a lot because boys are going to give you a bunch of stuff. Sophie's weird in that she likes eggs. What do you like to have on top of your eggs?
Ketchup.
Just like Daddy. What else? What's the spicy spice called?
I don't know.
Turmeric. She likes turmeric on her eggs and then chia seeds, right?
And then I like all kinds of things on eggs that people don't like.
Yeah, you're just a unique girl. All right, who's your best friend right now? You're in what, pre-K? Who's your best friend in pre-K?
Henley.
Henley, is she nice or is she nice not all the time?
She's kind of nice.
Nice, but not all the time?
No.
What does she do to you? She bully?
A little bully sometimes.
She's a frenemy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get used to that when you get older, too. That's going to happen a lot.
Why?
Well, because there's these people that think they're really nice to you, and then you walk away, and then they're mean and talk bad about you. That's how some people are. All right. Do you have, like, a dream? Like, what do you want to do when you get older? What do you want to do when you're an adult?
Be a best singer.
A singer? Don't you want to be a cheerleader, too? That's true. It's hard to, well, you know, the football teams have professional cheerleaders, but yes, it's very hard. Do you know any cheerleaders? Anyone that was a cheerleader when they were younger?
Yes.
Who?
My mommy.
Yeah, I think she was a cheerleader. Hold on, your mommy was a cheerleader in middle school, I think. And then Miss Katie?
Miss Katie is a cheerleader.
She was a cheerleader in college. Yeah, so that's what but you want to be a singer?
Yes.
Why do you want to be a singer?
Because I like to sing.
Okay, that's very succinct and to the point. Okay, what are your favorite? What's your favorite TV show right now?
Just Add Water.
Just Add Water on Amazon. She started watching that like yesterday. It's about three tweens and they discover some.
I watched it today.
Oh, you watched it today too. Okay, you want to explain what the show's about?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The show's about three girls. They have when they touch water suddenly, they turn.
Oh, you're not talking about you're not talking about Just Add Magic. You're talking about Just Add Water. Oh yeah, Just Add Water. She just started watching. It's from Australia.
And these girls, when the moon rises on water, and the next day they wake up, when they touch water, they turn into mermaid tails. And
they just turn into mermaid tails, or they turn into mermaids.
Mermaids.
Okay, you want to explain that? Because you who would want to be a tail of a mermaid?
All right. And when they start having mermaids, when they start acting like mermaids, they start to go in the water. But one of them, they didn't want to, that has brown hair. Her name's Emma.
Wow, you already know the names. You've been watching, two episodes? Okay, what's your favorite movie right now? What's your favorite? What are the songs you always want Daddy to put on the radio? From what movie?
Fight Song.
Rachel Platten.
What's that?
She's the singer. You like who else? Grease Lightning.
Grease Lightning.
She and Xavier like the Grease soundtrack, so that's all we've been listening to the last 2 weekends I've had him. What's your favorite Grease song?
We go together as one by one and one by two.
Yeah, okay, good. That's the last song. Good. You know, I think, and this is a little of controversial, but I think Grease 2's soundtrack is actually better than Grease 1's soundtrack, what? Top to bottom. You wouldn't know because you haven't seen Grease 2 because no one's seen Grease 2, but I think Grease 2 is better than Grease 1. The soundtrack, not the movie. But what is really the moral that you take away when you're watching Grease? So what was Sandy like at the beginning of the movie?
She loved Danny.
Okay, but what's she like at the beginning? Is she really nerdy and quiet and dresses nice and is sweet? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then at the very end, how was she dressed?
She is dressed like Danny.
Exactly. So the lesson, the moral of Grease is sacrifice whoever you are to be what the man wants you to be. So that's what she ends up being.
I have to go potty.
Oh, you have to go potty. Okay, let's finish this up. What's the last thing you want people to know about you? Aside from the fact that you have to go potty. Are you a nice person?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Do you like to talk a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? You like essential oils? We're looking at some essential oils right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me show you which one's my favorite.
What's your favorite?
The purple lavender.
You like lavender. Daddy likes lavender too. Okay. Anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay. Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you for the pop test.
Okay, so those were my two oldest children, Xavier and Sophia. If you notice, Xavier is a little more taciturn. He's a little more kind of introverted. And Sophie is just talks off the top of her head. And she's much more feisty. She's a feisty girl. And she is more articulate. I mean, she definitely talks more than Xavier. And she's 2 years younger than he. So I just wanted to... just to give you guys an idea of what my kids sound like, I do get emails from you guys just asking more personal information about me. And I thought, I mean, I didn't think it was too pandering to do it. I just thought it'd be fun. Before I leave, one other thing I want to mention is, of course, post a review, which I mentioned earlier in the podcast. That'd mean a great deal to me. And always friend me on Facebook. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know if there's a certain topic you want me to cover in the future. Have a great Monday, have a great week, and until next time, guys, take care and God bless. Bye-bye.
Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.